Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Chris with IMPN Worldwide Radio on the air on a Friday night, weekend of the All-Star Game. Hopefully everybody will get to enjoy that. Tonight will be a special night, doing my first specialized episode. First of all, I just want to talk about the show. IMTN Worldwide Radio is an entertainment radio program. For those listening for the first time, it's geared for those who are getting started in the industry, and it's a forum to where you can find out information about people, get to learn about people who are in the industry, whether it be music, film, television, models, actors, photographers, and whatnot, and hopefully have a little bit of fun. You get to learn about the people that I work with on a regular basis as well. You can check me out at myspace.com/IMTM forever and also twitter.com/IntellectATL. Couple of quick shout-outs. I want to say congratulations to Krista Elise on her latest video, All We Do Is Win, with DJ Khaled, Snoop Dogg, and Ludacris. Check that out coming real soon. Also, Dilalino just came out with her first magazine cover for Titanium Girls. Check that out later this month. And also to a model that I know, her name is Abby in Jacksonville. She just had a baby girl Monday. Her name is Corey. Just saw her picture. She's very cute. So shout out to Abby. Again, tonight I'm doing my first personalized show. My guests tonight are Flying Without Wings. They're a hip-hop group out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I want to welcome them on the air. Let me get this started for y'all. Hold on one moment. Hey, y'all on the air?
What's going on?
Ironic. BC, you there?
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's going on? Well, introduce yourselves to the audience for me.
Okay, we are Flying Without Wings. My name is Ironic. I am 50% of the Dynamic Electronic Duo. And?
And BC, I am 35.6%.
You just messed up all the math. That's how we get started, y'all. All right. Well, I'm going to go and get into it. Question number one, how did y'all become the group Flying Without Wings?
That's just kind of funny because I just feel like we've always been doing just that. We've always been Flying Without Wings on a separate occasion. I started doing music back maybe like in the 10th grade, writing and whatnot on a very separate solo basis, musicals, just writing, and then became a lot more serious with it toward the latter end of my teens. And, I mean, Vernon can explain when he started actually messing around with it.
Around, like, sophomore year in high school, so probably, like, 05 or so, late 05, just tampering with the stuff. And writing some poetry and stuff and just combined the two, and I was like, oh, this is, like, rapping right now. So it evolved there, and then I met up with Ironic, and we were like, okay, this works. And got on the grind and started doing what we're doing now.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to play a little bit. I'm going to play one of your songs, and I'm going to get right back to you. So hold on a second, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, hold on.
Boombox, bandana, where my mic at? 1, 2.
Now do a little dance. What's on my feet? You even got an ass?
Nah.
Baby girl, I'm chilling in my all-star. I know you see me in my
all-star.
They want to see me in my
all-star.
I hear them hitting on my
all-star.
Okay, so for people who have not heard y'all before, answer this question. What inspires y'all's music?
What inspires us? I would say what inspires us is being yourself. Anybody who's being yourself, anybody who's breaking the mold.
Hey, speak up just a little bit, VC.
Anybody who's being themselves and breaking the mold, to be in music, to be what it says, even just the way they act compared to the rest of society. It's just
definitely being unique, you know, just not like he's saying, not trying to conform to what's trendy or what's maybe a high accepted fad right now, because it's not even about that. Just, you know, being able to be marketable, yes, for sure, open-minded, at the same time being able to do what you want to do, say what you want to say, and be accepted and respected all in the same embrace.
Do you think that's important nowadays in music?
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure. Because that'll, you know, separate you from the mainstream stuff that doesn't have longevity. You know, I don't want anybody to say, oh, Flying Without Wings is a one-hit wonder. Nobody will be able to say that, because we don't do music with the intent of, oh, we want 100,000 YouTube hits because this is something that 14-year-olds are automatically going to do a little dance to. Like, no, we want 100,000 YouTube hits because somebody or that many people like our music genuinely, not because it's trendy or just fashionable for this period of time.
Mm-hmm. How do you think y'all fit in the music industry today?
How we fit?
Yeah, how do y'all fit? Where do y'all mesh in at?
I would say, you mean like genre-wise or like?
Well, not so much even that. It's just a matter of where you believe you stand in regards to whether or not you want to say competition, whether it be the type of music that y'all do produce, your lyrics. Where do you fit in the scheme of things?
I feel like there's a huge market for the type of music we do. You know, it's the people that like true hip hop, that like lyricism, that like a fresh new embrace. And we do a lot of electronic stuff, and we still have, you know, the lyricism that the hip hop heads, you know, long for. I feel like there's a huge market for us. I feel like that's why when we do perform, and people that never heard us before, when they hear us, like, oh, you know, they're automatically attracted to our sound. You know, I feel like there's definitely room for us, and I feel like we could, you know, when we're starting a movement, you know, just gearing away from the, you know, the fad, mainstream party, just, you know, the lack of original music. We're starting a huge movement that people are embracing. What do you think, V?
I think another way to answer that question, maybe from the people that we like to open for or something, we look up to people like N.E.R.D., Kid Cudi, Black Eyed Peas, people who are like doing their own thing and have been doing their own thing for a while. It's just
okay. On that note, I'm going to play a couple of snippets from a couple of other songs real quick, and I'm going to ask y'all another question. So hold on, I'm going to play a couple more songs, okay?
For sure.
I know you see my hoodie, XBLADESH. I know you see my shoes, XBLADESH. I know you peep the brain, XBLADESH. XBLADESH, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizards, XBLADESH. I know you see my fitted, XBLADESH. I know you peep my tea, XBLADESH. XBLADESH, that means I'm also fresh.
easy when I'm coming through. Ninjas don't got a clue. My style on another level, higher than the moon. I'm stealing all the tunes on your mummified style. Should look like Dr. Robotnik. I'm supersonic now. And I live being running miles at riot speed. If you're trying to catch me, you probably need a siege. Or falling behind as if you were special needs. And I can just imagine the help that you would need. And oh, that was so unpolitical. But please tell me.
I just wanted to give people a little bit of an understanding that a lot of y'all's music, all of it is different. So whether it be the lyrics, whether it be the tracks themselves, whether it be the vibe that y'all are giving on each track, that is definitely different. It's definitely something new and fresh. And, of course, it's a new year, 2010, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have y'all on. And with that, with regards to 2009 and 2010, what do y'all think is going to be coming up for y'all in 2010? What stuff have y'all already, you know, been working on? And what's some stuff that y'all want to be able to do before the end of the year?
Oh, for sure. 2010 is looking very, very promising. I'm going to be speaking a little more for V.Dot Carter because his reception is kind of shady right now.
Okay.
But this year we are doing and creating an EP.
Okay.
And we're about 80% done with it right now. Shout out to Eclectic because he's definitely making a lot of our beats right now. We also have been working with a local artist by the name of The Seventh from here in Grand Rapids. And really working on our sound, working on, you know, the movement that we are trying, the direction that we're trying to go, starting our own record label. That it was is in the midst right now, just getting the paperwork and everything filled out, sent out, so it can be completely legit, with the intent of, you know, being signed by a national artist. We're actually shopping around.
Okay.
We're managed by very, very well-known management firm here in the Midwest by the name of Rocket Entertainment, and with their direction, hoping to get some looks from some major labels, as we already have a couple A&Rs from Def Jam have reviewed some of our things and said some good things and whatnot, and just opening up for, you know, more national acts, getting our name out here, performing in more cities, doing some things in the Midwest that, you know, a lot of other people, they just don't have the drive and motivation to do, you know. If it means driving to Wisconsin and doing a Pride show, which we have scheduled, you know, to do, you know, we're going to do it. You know, a lot of people, it seems like it's all about money, but, you know, we really believe, you know, the money will come. It'll come. But, you know, the drive and the ambition is what is needed. You know?
Tell the audience where they can hear y'all's music at. What's your MySpace page, any Twitter pages or anything like that? And then I'm going to run the show out with your newest song.
For sure. You can hit us up on MySpace /FW2Music. Actually, everything is FW2Music. Our Twitter is FW2Music. Our YouTube is FW2Music. Hit us up on Facebook, Flying Without Wings. That's pretty much it.
All right, cool. Well, everyone, this was Flying Without Wings. It was Ironic, V.Dot Carter. I'm about to play one of their newest tracks to kind of debut. It's called Raw Emotion. Definitely hit me up, imtnworldwideradio@gmail.com, if you got any questions about this hot new group for 2010. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Check this out, Raw Emotion by Flying Without Wings. Peace.
Peace.